If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19. Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance charges or collections activity, including litigation.
As I was preparing for today's show, I was having a soda in a recyclable bottle. And my kids are all into recycling now. It's a big thing in their elementary school. Welcome into World Changers, Biz Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, Biz TV, wherever you are, however you're listening or watching, we welcome you into the show today. Each year, the Britain Royal Statistical Society chooses its favorite statistic. Now, let that sink in for a minute. Every year, Britain's Royal Statistical Society chooses its favorite statistic. I'll bet that's just a barrel of laughs, the Britain Royal Statistical Society. Fun folks. Anyway, 2018 was a study based on a UN report that stated that 90.2% of the world's plastic goes unrecycled. That's a big number. 90%. So here we are, 2018, and that's as far as we've got in the world. About 10% of our plastic goes into recycling. So did any of your pen pals happen to be a former president of the United States? I don't know if you saw this, but George H.W. Bush, who, of course, passed away back in December, sponsored a Filipino kid through the nonprofit Compassion International for years. So this is just coming to light now. Of course, Compassion International is a Christian relief organization. The president at the time had apparently attended a concert, heard some artists talking about Compassion, told an aide he wanted to get involved, signed up for this kid. And according to the article I read about this, of course, the Secret Service got all concerned that President Bush was going to be writing to this student and all that kind of stuff. And so they made him use a pen name of George Walker. And so as he would write these really pretty incredible letters of support to this young man in the Philippines, he would sign it George Walker. Of course, he dropped some hints along the way and all that, and then goes on to say that actually when the young man was graduating out of the program, I guess maybe when he turned 18 or whatever, that they finally told him who his pen pal had been, and he said he had no clue. So pretty cool stuff. Austin from Idaho, welcome to World Changers. How you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Not too bad. What's on your mind today?
Not much. It's a little cold here in Idaho. Just thought I'd comment about the whole George pen pal thing.
Oh, really? Did you see that article on social media about the president, the former president, and the pen pal thing?
Yeah, I actually read that the other day. I thought it was pretty interesting. Now, he wasn't really able to reveal who he was for the kid's safety, but he would write things like that his son lived in a big white house.
yeah. The former president, and this, you know, when obviously somebody famous dies, a lot of stories come out and that sort of thing. But apparently, he was quite a prolific letter writer. The number of people who were on television talking about, you know, really sincere personal letters that they'd gotten from George Bush over the course of his life was pretty incredible. That's kind of a lost art, isn't it? How many letters have you written recently, Austin?
I mean, handwritten? I couldn't tell you, honestly. I don't think I have written a handwritten letter recently. It's all about, emails now.
Yeah. Yeah, so kind of the end of an era, I think, with George Bush. Another story that came out that made its rounds in social media after he passed away was about the I can't remember if it was son or daughter of a Secret Service detail member who had cancer. Did you see that one?
I didn't see that one.
Yeah, so apparently there was a time when former President Bush got wind that a member of the Secret Service details, I can't remember, young son or daughter, one or the other, had cancer, and George Bush actually shaved his head. All the Secret Service members were shaving their heads kind of in support and solidarity with this kid who was having to go through chemotherapy, and George Bush did that too. And there's actually a picture of him floating around out there in social media with his head shaved, holding this kid. So it's pretty good stuff. We tend not to hear those sorts of stories, but I think they make a pretty big impact. I know that, you know, a lot, even the story about the pen pal in the Philippines, you know, has been shared so many times, and millions and millions and millions of people have seen this. It'd be interesting if we could have somebody on the show from Compassion International to tell us what's the result of that been. I'll bet you a lot of kids have been sponsored because they've heard about this story from George Bush.
Yeah, I bet. I mean, you don't hear of things like that coming out anymore with the current president or even former president. I mean, you know, I wouldn't expect the current president to shave his head for that kind of thing. So it just shows you the kind of character that man had.
Yeah. Yeah, well, end of an era. I guess we'll see what happens next, you know, with generations to come. I guess every generation, you know, makes an impact in its own way. You know, in the future, it might be through an app. I don't know. Instead of handwritten letters, maybe people will be reaching out to people on the other side of the world, you know, through some sort of electronic means or whatever. Anyway, Austin from Idaho, thanks for being with us today on World Changers.
Thank you.
Best wishes to you in the new year. You know, over the holidays, we had my mother-in-law visit, and she was diagnosed with early onset dementia. So I noticed an article from the Neurology Journal that's out now that talks about the benefits of walking on cognitive decline. Of course, lots and lots and lots of research, lots of money going into Alzheimer's research and things like that. But this study is kind of interesting. What they found is that regularly walking for a 6-month period can help reverse cognitive decline. Now, tons of studies out there about things you can do, things you can eat and all that sort of thing to kind of prevent it from happening to begin with. But this study actually talked about how you can reverse it, which is kind of what caused me to pay attention to it. They found that basically heart health is directly tied to your brain health. And so by regularly exercising, getting your heart rate up for extended periods of time, which you tend to do if you're power walking or walking with exercise in mind, that as the heart gets stronger, for some reason, the cognitive decline, or at least the rate of decline in your brain, goes down. So if you're out there, if you have a family member, or if you yourself are having cognitive issues or memory-related issues at some level, Perhaps you'll want to take a look at that. So the show is called World Changers, and it's a show about people doing well by doing good. Sometimes it's a company, sometimes it's an organization, sometimes it's a kid. And so coming up in a few moments, we're going to be talking to a young man who's finding his way in the world through politics. He's going to make a case to us about why youth, sometimes even years before they're eligible to vote, why youth should get involved in not only helping shape the future of the country, but helping to lead where they are right now. His name is Kenny Gonzalez, and he's 18 years old. He's from New Jersey. He's a freshman in college today, and so he's going to make that case for us in our next segment here on World Changers. One more thing in our remaining moments here in segment one. Johnson & Johnson, I don't know if you saw this, they've lost a motion to reverse a jury verdict that awarded $4.69 billion to women who blamed their ovarian cancer on asbestos in the company's baby powder and other talc products. I don't know if you saw this or not. This has been kind of big in the news. So baby powder causing cancer business. So there have been a pretty big jury verdict on the that was awarded to some plaintiffs that had proved some sort of link, at least to the satisfaction of the jury. Johnson & Johnson appealed. They have lost that appeal, so we'll watch that as it continues to make its way through the court system. You're listening to World Changers on Biz Talk Radio. We'll be back in a moment.
On a western bay, and it serves 100 ships a day, lonely sailors pass the time away.
Are you considering a walk-in tub? Buying a walk-in tub from a big box store or online means you'll probably need to arrange for your own installation. Costs can add up quickly. An alternative is to do business with a local company that specializes in walk-in tubs and provides professional installation from a team of experienced installers. Don't put off this important step for better health and safety. Call now 1-855-612-4449.
Finding senior care for your loved one can be an overwhelming task. It seems like there are thousands of options to sort through, all while juggling factors like cost and location. And of course, ultimately, what's right for your mom and dad. Keep a pen and paper handy for some important information. Before you begin this process, it helps to understand exactly what's out there so that you can make informed decisions. Here are some senior care options to keep in mind. Independent living communities. They feature personal apartments, group dining, social activities, and housekeeping services. Assisted living communities combine benefits of independent living communities with on-staff caregivers available 24 hours a day. Specialized memory care offers safe and secure environments and caregiving for seniors with Alzheimer's disease and other dementias. And finally, skilled nursing facilities. They ensure 24-hour nursing care for seniors who have more complex medical needs. We're here to help find the perfect place. Call now to connect with a senior living advisor in your area. The consultation is completely free and without obligation. Call 1-866-284-2989. That's 866-284-2989. Together, we'll find the right fit.
I can't get my computer to work.
Let me help you with that.
How'd you do that?
I just got techie with Geeks On Site.
Our geeks literally come on site. No need to stop what you're doing or block off time. We come to your home, office, or wherever you are. And we don't just fix whatever computer issues you might be having. We explain and teach you along the way so you can feel empowered and then help others at home or in your office. Better yet, don't have time for tech support to come to you? Let us remote into your desktop or laptop, and one of our geeks will instantly walk you through. Call 1-800-584-9039, and we will help you instantly. We offer affordable prices on our remote services and IT support. You and those in your office will never have to wait hours to have your technical questions answered. Get your free computer diagnosis today with your very own geek. Call 1-800-584-9039. That's 1-800-584-9039. And get started now.
Americans are going crazy for a new Italian diet pill that burns three times more fat than dieting alone. And the next 100 callers get three bottles for free. Sold under the brand name Invigorate 3X, this powerful pill triggers metabolic acceleration, a process that's deficient to most Americans, making weight loss a hassle. But a new study shows 30 pounds gone in 90 days with just two capsules a day. Julie B. of Nashville says, "I was skeptical, but when I saw a famous doctor made it, I decided to try it. I was shocked. I lost 16 pounds in 6 weeks. For a limited time, our listeners get three free bottles with a qualifying order. Call 1-800-932-1789 now to get started. Call in the next 10 minutes and also get a free bottle of the doctor's Ultra Detox. And don't forget your free 14-day diet fix. No obligation and 100% free when you call right now. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789.
Welcome back to World Changers Biz Talk Radio Network. You know, our younger generations today are getting a lot of flack. The poor millennials, we love to pick on them. And then there's like a Gen Z thing. Millennials, I think, are Gen Y, right? And so then the ones behind them are Gen Z, and they take a lot of flack. But we have a young man with us today who's probably going to make a case for his generation, not just not being lazy, but also being capable of leading. Even today, his name is Kenny Gonzalez. He is from New Jersey. Welcome to World Changers.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So you're 18 years old now. You're a freshman at Seton Hall, but you actually found your place in the world in politics at a pretty early age, right?
Yeah.
How old were you?
I was either 14 or 15. I think I was 14, about to turn 15. When I started watching the news, became interested in, you know, I figured that. I wanted to see how exactly I could get involved. You know, I figured I wouldn't be able to, you know, change the world at the age of 14, but, you know, I figured I should be getting started. So, you know, I saw how I could get involved. And then since the age of 14, 15, I've been working on political campaigns. You know, I've been talking to people like you about how the youth should be getting involved, and I think it's extremely important.
So it says here that you're part of the New Jersey Young Republicans. When you were in high school, you were part of the Teenage Republicans organization, which is a high school auxiliary of the Republican Party. So fair to say you're a conservative, right?
Yes, sir.
So do you foresee a potential career in politics for yourself at some point?
I mean, yeah. I mean, you know, I just finished my first semester in college. I'm a political science major. You know, I really enjoy, you know, working with people in politics and being involved in the political process. You know, as far as running for office, you know, I'm really not thinking about that right now. Right now, I'm just focused on school, you know, seeing what I could do with my grades. But I'm, you know, I'm still involved in my county. I'm still involved in my state. And this is something that I very much enjoy doing because, you know, I'm in a very Democratic state right now. So any Republican that's willing to help is a great help.
So your party is really about limited government, you know, getting
right
government out of people's lives. How do you think, you know, how do you change the world through politics? If that's your worldview, how do you impact people's lives, you know, through the political process, even while advocating for limited government?
Well, you know, it's just like you said, it's all about limited government. You know, I'm 18 years old. My parents, they both came from Cuba in 1994, you know, and that's a country where the government controls everything, you know, where they have absolutely no freedom, you know, limited access to the internet. You know, they're waiting in line to go get food. You know, everything is controlled by the government. So we live in the United States where, you know, we have so many freedoms granted to us in the Constitution. And I believe that you know, the way that we can make the country a better place is by getting the government out of our lives, you know, and giving more power to the people, so that we're able to make our own decisions and we're able to be independent, you know, and that's how this country is going to be successful. You know, putting more government programs into society and making people dependent on the government, you know, that's just going to be detrimental, because people become more dependent, and then you have people that don't know, you know, people that don't know how to live for themselves. So we're in a country that's free, so we have to enjoy these freedoms, and we can't allow the government to take any freedoms away from us.
So you mentioned your parents came from Cuba. How did they get here?
Yeah, well, my dad actually came on a raft. My dad came on a raft that he built, you know, with his own bare hands, him and his friends, because they were just tired of what was going on in Cuba. You know, they were living a poor lifestyle, and, you know, they were scared each and every day. When they woke up, they were scared of what they said, you know, even in their own homes, because at all times people were listening. So they figured that the best thing to do was to come to the United States, a country where, you know, not only could they work, you know, for a better life, but, you know, a country where they could go out and they could say whatever they want and they could do almost whatever they want and not face any threats or any consequences for, you know, things that we're allowed to do here that we're not allowed to do in Cuba.
So, of course, we're in a political era right now where immigration's a big issue. What to do about refugees is a big issue and things like that. Well, what's your take on that? I mean, you come from a family that, you know, where your parents were trying to escape, you know, political persecution, build a better life in America. You're part of a political movement where, you know, building walls and turning away refugees seems to be the narrative.
Right.
You know, what do you think?
Well, the thing is this. My parents came from Cuba for some of the same reasons as these other immigrants are coming in, but also for some different reasons. So, you know, the issue that people have in Cuba that, you know, people don't have in countries like Mexico and Guatemala is that in Cuba, people have absolutely no freedom. You know, of course, there's a lot of poverty just like there are in all these other countries, but in Cuba, you know, you have no freedom. So my parents came mainly, you know, seeking political, you know, political help, because they're coming from a government in which their lives were being threatened each and every day, because the government could kill anybody at any specific time, you know, for saying something, for saying the wrong thing, for doing the wrong thing. So I believe that, you know, these people who understand what it's like to come from a country like Cuba, I believe that our doors should be open to these people that are coming for a better life, you know, not only for a better life, but people that are coming seeking the freedoms that we offer these people, because, you know, after all, we are a country of immigrants. But there's also people that are coming in with not the best intentions, that the only reason they're coming in here is because they want the money. And the thing is that, you know, if they're coming in here to work for the money and strengthen our economy, because, you know, in essence, that's what immigrants do. You know, they come in here to strengthen our economy, to work, you know, and of course, you know, build a better life for themselves and for their children. But the main thing that we need to do is, all the immigrants that come in here, you know, we have to make sure that they're benefiting us as a country. So we have to make sure that, you know, we have to make sure that we know who's coming in through our borders. That's, you know, first and foremost, we got to make sure we know who these people are. And we got to make sure that, you know, having them here is not only going to be good for them, but that it's also going to be good for us.
So we're talking to Kenny Gonzalez. He is 18. He is starting his second semester as a freshman at Seton Hall University. He said he got involved in politics when he was 14 or 15 years old. He's now studying political science, but he's not so sure that he will one day be a candidate for office. Kenny, if you decide not to enter politics, how else might you end up changing the world?
You know, well, my main goal after I finish college is to go to law school, and I want to, you know, I want to become a lawyer. I want to practice law. You know, of course, even if I don't run for office, you know, even if I don't run for office, I want to make sure that I'm still involved in politics. So, you know, I'm always going to be willing to help, you know, the candidates that I agree with and the candidates that I think could change the world. You know what I mean? I'm just not sure.
Sounds good. Kenny, we're out of time.
All right.
We're going to watch what happens with this young man, Kenny Gonzalez from New Jersey. World Changers on the Biz Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Watching the tide.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-525-8891. 800-525-8891. That's 800-525-8891. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Come into Lowe's this new year for savings on everything you need to cut the clutter and start fresh. Get your entire home in order with up to 25% off on select storage and organization products, including a Commander 5-gallon black tote, just $368. It's perfect for storing away holiday decorations and getting the garage in order for the new year. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through January 31st. While supplies last, U.S. only.
Head Balco Steve Spurrier here, and I know just how stressful it can be when time is tight and you need points on the board. Well, just like my fun and gun offense, AmeriFactors is a fast-moving game winner when it's fourth down and your business can't afford a funding fumble. Providing up to 98% of receivables in as little as 24 hours, your business can get the cash flow it needs to make payroll, hire new talent, or purchase equipment faster than ever. Best of all, funds come directly from your unpaid invoices, so there's absolutely nothing to pay back. And if your clients don't pay, AmeriFactors is your defensive line taking the hit. With over 29 years of successfully funding businesses, you know AmeriFactors is a name you can trust to score big and score fast.
800-890-6380. 800-890-6380. 800-890-6380. That's 800-890-6380.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
You know, we take a lot of things for granted, and one of the things we take for granted, I think, is water, the availability of clean water. It's something that you don't even think about, you know, until you don't have any. You go in, you turn on your faucet, you flush your toilet, you turn on the dishwasher or whatever, it's just there, it happens, you don't have to think about it. But, you know, not too long ago at my house, something went wrong. You know, they had to turn off the water for a few hours while they worked on it, and we noticed that was the case. And there are people in the world who live that reality every day. Many of them, often the females in the family, have to walk miles and miles just to carry a little bit of water back to use it, and that water is often not clean, and not a drop is ever wasted. We have Alex Nash on the line with us today. He's actually calling in from Sweden, and we welcome you to the show, Alex.
Hi, Jamie. Nice to hear from you.
So the company is called YouMe. We're going to talk about precisely what you do with water. Water is your primary product in a minute. But before we get to that, I want to go back to the beginning of your story, because you didn't start off as a world changer. You started off as a regular guy working an 8-hour job, and at some point in doing that, you hit a wall and decided to do something else. So what's your story?
I started the company together with my wife, my wife was a CEO of a tech company here in Sweden, but I think she wanted to find something that was more fulfilling, she was pregnant with our second child, Harlow, and we sat down together and we kind of had this meaningful conversation about trying to, you know, find something with more meaning, you know, that you're motivated to get up every day, you know, and it's a pleasure to go to work. The YouMe was really born out of that. And Alexandra, she had this water bottle in her car. And it didn't fit in the cup holder, and you know, it was heavy and it was awkward, and she said, we must be able to do a better version of this, and that's where we started.
So what year was that, Alex?
That was three years ago, so it was like towards the end of 2015, about October time. We had the idea.
So you were late to the whole bottled water industry. I mean, you know, bottled water would seem to be a space that it would be hard to innovate in at this point, but you did find a way to create a brand and an innovation and a differentiation for your product. What was that?
Well, So it's a reusable water bottle, and like as you discussed, like water's a really big issue, especially the amount of bottled water we drink, that has knock-on effects of plastic pollution. But we wanted to create a reusable water bottle from, like, we started off thinking that we must have something that's bio biodegradable. But then gradually, as we researched more and more, we began to see that the technology in terms of biodegradability and what biodegradable products claim they can do wasn't really there. And then we came upon sugarcane.
Let's talk about that for a minute. So you first started off, you were just going to come up with a standard bottle that was biodegradable, that could be disposable. Then you decided to enter the reusable space. But you wanted materials that were environmentally friendly, even within the reusable space, because I guess a lot of the water bottles, the reusable bottles on the market out there, a lot of them probably come from petroleum products and things like that, don't they?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, any kind of plastic water bottle is more than likely produced from oil. And then you also look at the other CO2 outputs of other materials, and you know, you have aluminium, you have stainless steel, you have glass, and all these materials have high CO2 outputs to when they're produced. And then we came upon sugarcane, and we saw it had this negative CO2 footprint, it's called. So he used up more CO2 to produce the material than it released.
How did you make that discovery? I wasn't even aware you could make something like this out of sugar cane. How did you come across it?
I guess just a lot of research, but we actually, the thing that triggered us was we came in contact with a chemist here in Sweden. And we were speaking to him, and he had produced kind of like various bottles and things, and he says, if you're looking for the most environmentally friendly material, then you need to look at this one, because there's not really anything that's comparable.
What does it look like and feel like?
I mean it's extremely light. It feels like plastic, but it is, you know, essentially what we call a bioplastic. And I mean, from a climate point of view, I don't think there's anything comparable out there.
So we're talking to Alex Nash. He's with a company called UME. They're in the bottled water space, in a company that operates out of Sweden. They've been around for 3 years. And one of their differentiators is that they are producing a reusable water bottle that's based on sugar cane instead of glass or plastic or other types of products. What kind of reception have you had in the marketplace? Are you just in Sweden? Have you moved beyond Sweden to the UK, or what kind of footprint do you have now?
We've moved pretty quickly. We're on Amazon in the US now. our biggest market probably is the UK, I would say. We're also collaborated with a corporate gifting company in America called Gifts for Good. So you can customize our bottles in terms of business to business, where we're starting to have some real success now, because it's, you know, it's starting to show that businesses can have like a real impact here. So like you can buy 1,000 bottles, and that contributes enough money to dig a well in the Central African Republic.
Who do you partner with for that? In other words, to bring the audience in here, your company is heavily involved in the Central African Republic. It says here that for every bottle that's purchased, Yumi donates 6 months of water. Is that accurate? Not just a single bottle, one for one, but 6 months of water?
Yeah. So if you buy a bottle in our web shop, then that donates 6 months of clean water to someone in the Central African Republic. We work with a charity there. They're actually an American-based charity in Indiana called Water for Good, and they work exclusively in the Central African Republic. And the reason why we chose them is they have a very sustainable method for digging wells. So the community has to pay a certain amount of money, and then the repair and maintenance of the wells is actually carried out by Central Africans, which I think is a very key point when we talk about Africa.
Well, the company again is called Yumi. You can find it on Amazon. Doing great work bringing clean water to Central Africa. And Alex Nash, thank you for being with us. The show is World Changers on BizTalk Radio. We'll be back in just a moment.
I hear the drums echoing tonight, and she has only...
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Final segment here on World Changers Biz Talk Radio. You know, a lot of people out there spend time in their cubicles or in their offices or whatever they do dreaming about starting their own business one day. They think if only I could work for myself. You know, just yesterday I was talking to a young man who interned for our company back over the summer, and he's a pretty entrepreneurial young man, but when it came down to the decision whether to go in that direction after he graduates in May or to, you know, follow a more conventional path, he seemed to be pretty torn on that. New study out from the Recruit Venture Group finds that a third of business owners never planned on starting their own company. I find that interesting. So a third never planned on being in business for themselves, but despite the challenges that they faced from, and there are a lot, you know, there are a lot of challenges in running a business. You gotta come up with the money. You gotta come up with market share. You have to hire people. You have to, you know, put a lot of sweat and blood and tears into the whole thing. This is an incredible number. So only 1% indicated that they regretted their decision. 12% said they wish they had started their business sooner. 90% said they are happier than when they were employed. So let that be encouragement to you out there if you are thinking of, you know, I'm gonna go in tomorrow, I'm gonna tell my boss I quit, and I'm finally gonna go launch that idea that I've had percolating in my brain for so long. Take the plunge. 1% said they regretted their decision. Trevor, you are in North Carolina today. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Not too bad. So what's your business idea? What would you do if you could do anything?
Well, you know, I've been working for a few years now, and I've been really thinking about what I could do that really, you know, would be something interesting. And what I've come up with is a mobile IV business, you know, for music festivals, people that come on and, you know, maybe drink too much, and then we take them and, you know, give them IV.
Are you serious? That's a thing?
Yeah, totally. I mean, people who are drinking way too much, you just take them in and give them IV, and it just, you know, fixes them right up.
So let me get this straight. Your business idea is a mobile IV business where you go out to places where people are getting smashed, and you are going to then take this inebriated person and hook them up to an IV. What do you have, like a credit card swiper or something on the side of the IV pole, or how do you get paid? How does that work?
Well, I mean, you got to charge by the IV. So say you station yourself up at a music festival, and somebody comes up and they aren't feeling too good, so you hook up IV, charge them $40, and then within an hour they're feeling better.
Well, these people are drunk, right?
What was that?
These people are drunk, right? So, I mean, are they in any position to you know, flag you down and say, hey, I want a $40 IV?
Well, I mean, I would assume that if they're at a music festival or something like that, usually you're with friends or family. And if you have some family member that's, you know, getting a little unruly or isn't really able to stand up, then you can just bring them over to our moving vehicle and we'll just hook them up and we'll fix everything.
I think that's pretty interesting. I did not see that answer coming. So do you have firsthand experience with this? Have you been somewhere and got inebriated and had to be hooked up to an IV?
Well, I'd rather not say, but yes, I have.
Oh my goodness. Well,
let me tell you, IV makes a hell of a lot of difference.
I'll take your word for it. I can't say that I've ever been there, really. I don't think I've ever been quite so wasted I needed a mobile IV service to come and save me. How do you get consent for that? You're about to stick somebody with a needle. They're already pretty wasted. Wouldn't you be worried you get sued or something if the next day they said, no, I didn't consent to you hooking me up to that thing?
Well, I mean, that's why I'm calling you, Jamie. You're the business expert here. I just wanted your opinion on what you thought about the whole thing.
I think it's interesting. Obviously, you'd have to have qualified medical professionals. You'd have to keep those people busy, you know, all the time. So, are you just thinking about kind of hiring contractors for one-off events or something? I mean, how does this work? Do you actually have like nurses on staff or something that you ship all over the place, or how do you staff the thing?
I would say that you would have to have one or two people that you have on staff just for maybe part-time events. Then you would take them out to these events. You know, they'd have to be certified nurses, and then they'd be able to handle everything.
Well, are you going to do it? You know, at 1% say they regret their decision from taking the plunge, quitting their job, and starting an entrepreneurial venture. Do you see yourself, Trevor, going out and becoming the king of mobile IV?
Well, I mean, you never know. I got to see what's good for what I'm doing currently with my current situation, but, you know, maybe in 5-10 years.
Why do people always say that? I mean, why is it always, I'm going to do it in 5 years or 10 years? What do you really think is going to change in your situation in that length of time that's going to make it easier for you to start some entrepreneurial venture?
I mean, maybe I'll have a little more time to, you know, save up for starting it up.
All right. Well, you never know. You heard it here first. Mobile IVs for inebriated people at music festivals. Show's World Changers. I'm Jamie Osborne, and we will see you right back here next week. Have a great week, everybody.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609. Or at biztalkradio.com. This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.